USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
In an unannounced visit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. A spokeswoman for Johnson said that the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. She added that the two leaders will discuss long-term support to Ukraine. The visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $1 to $30 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. Ukraine's state railway company said it would continue to evacuate as many people as possible from eastern Ukraine before Russia launches an anticipated full-scale attack on the region. The statement comes after a missile strike on a train station that killed at least 52 people and injured more than 100 waiting to leave the region. The company added it has evacuated about 3.5 million people since the end of February when Russia invaded the country. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.